That's right, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Email in your submissions if you want to add to the conversation. Maybe there's something that's been rattling around your brain for minutes, days, weeks, months, whatever it is, decades even.
Seconds even. It's new.
Who knows? Any amount of time, something can live rent-free in your brain. And we start with P1 Frank. He says, Bob Sturm and the Hardline brought the Shannon Sharp video to air, and apparently they have an imitation. I can never hear the name Michelle and not have Bob Sturm's imitation in my head of Oh Michelle.
Yeah.
And I believe both he and Davey dust that off.
Oh, yeah.
And Corby.
And Corby.
You know how to do it, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Every time there's a Michelle, seeing Mishrod in the hallway, she's like, hey, David. Oh, I'm Michelle. Like, hey, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
She's like, why are you talking like
she's
that?
She's a mother now.
Yes,
sir.
I know.
Be nice to Mishrod.
It's just the name. It's stuck in my head.
How do you think she became a mother?
That's true. That is true.
I don't know.
Not from a sharp brother, I don't believe. But yeah, it's hard to not see that name and think of that these days. All right, this is from Lady P1, Elaine, says,
P1.
One other person in my office is a P1, so when we talk in drops, we get a lot of question marks from others, to which we cackle madly with delight and we walk away. It's our own little thing. One that we frequently use is Corby asking, is it so hard to follow the rules? I can't remember the origin and would love it if you could pull back the curtain on that masterful bon mot, as a great man once said. Love your buns, lads. Go Rangers. Elaine. And I don't know the origin of this drop, but I've
either.
Heard the drop we've put in promos aplenty over the years. And Ham, do we have that?
Is it that hard to follow the rules?
I mean, that's probably at least 20 years old.
An exasperated Corby.
Follow the rules! Yeah. Is it that hard to follow the rules?
No idea where the origin of that is.
That should have been used in the America's Team documentary. George was in episode 7 when he said,
enough is enough.
Enough is enough, and that was it. They showed him for like half a second.
George wearing a hat, too,
yeah.
Which you very rarely see these days. Well, thank you, Elaine. That's good stuff. All right. P1 Robert says, I feel Michael Dixon sounds just like Josh Bogorod. Is there any audio of an interview between the two? Now, I know they speak because they're both on Stars coverage.
Mm-hmm. They talk about the Stars.
Michael is training right now, so I don't know if he's...
I got
channel.
You.
Okay. Have you heard that you are a vocal doppelganger? A
couple
Josh
of times,
Bogorod?
Yeah. Not from anyone here, but just primarily someone maybe not familiar with what I do on the radio, watching a Stars game,
ooh,
thinking that's me.
Oh.
Have and you always it's had always the, awkward.
You got a very deep voice.
Yeah, you got a big
voice. It's always been,
I don't know,
it's
a good question.
Pipes?
Maybe. I'd have to go back and maybe try and find.
Let's hear some, do we have any Josh Bogorod? And then, Michael, you can say the same thing that
Thanks
Josh says. And then we can compare.
Thanks very much, guys. So the Stars will try and earn a split up here north and punch back. Razor, the big question is...
Thanks very much, guys. So the Stars will try and split and punch back up north here and Razor.
That's pretty close.
Do we have a goal call with them being very excited to see if we can have excited Michael Dixon?
That would be tough to recreate.
Somebody I don't think you're very good when you have to like hold your hand on a Bible and read back what they're making you do. You didn't nail the cadence or the full words.
Somebody said Josh Bogorod sounds like Frankie McDonald when he gets excited.
No. Sergachev leading a charge. Ben scores! What a gorgeous shot from the Stars captain!
Sergachev leading the charge. Ben scores! What a shot from the captain!
That's spot on.
Pretty close.
That's pretty good.
You might
hard to recreate.
Well.
You don't sound like Frankie McDonald. Neither does Josh.
We're always
maybe
on
just
the
a little bit.
Who's Frankie McDonald?
McDonald is the
he's the order your pizzas, order your Chinese food.
Yeah,
guy.
He might be on the spectrum somewhere, and he likes to do YouTube weather reports.
Order your Chinese food.
Sean was trying to figure out if he can say that word again in 2025.
Spectrum?
That's why I used to leave.
You can say that one.
The government wants me to, right?
Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food.
Leading a charge, Ben scores!
I'm throwing a flag on that one. All right, P1 Michael says...
Overturned.
Donovan oddly yelling, go Phoenix, when discussing the Mavs' likelihood of getting into the play-in always plays in my head when I hear the word Phoenix or even Arizona. This morning... I played it in my head before Tip Sheet played the actual drop, so he felt really good about that. P1 Michael. And I thought this was weird at the time because I know that we all hate the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, yeah.
The current incarnation of them. And I think that's a bit of a foul by Donovan just to openly root for the Suns.
Go Phoenix!
Yeah, you can't root for the Suns ever.
No.
No matter what.
Go Phoenix!
Go Phoenix.
Did the Cowboys play the Cardinals at all this year? On the schedule?
Do they?
I don't
think so.
I don't believe so. We could definitely use that in a prop.
Go Phoenix. Or if we're going to spring training next year.
That's true.
We can have that in our spring training
promo.
We do fly into Phoenix for sure. All right, this is from P1 Houston. He says, hello, sweet spot. You are rapidly becoming my favorite show, so keep up the good work. Thank you, Houston. That's nice of you. Y'all broke the news to me about Ozzy Osbourne passing away. I was working in the field and had to take a moment. I'm glad it was y'all telling me because it was like hearing bad news from a loved one instead of just online. Anyways, ever since his passing, I've been down the Ozzy rabbit hole. We all know the MTV reality show, but have you ever heard of the Osbournes Want to Believe? I included some clips because some of Ozzy's reactions to these videos are hilarious, especially when he gets mad at videos about Bigfoot. I believe it's already bleeped too. And his son, Jack, does paranormal ghost hunting type shows. And this is...
Checks
just,
out.
This is him on the Travel Channel just sitting there with Sharon and Ozzy. And he shows them clips of things that are questionable and paranormal. And this is about a minute of them looking at somebody apparently in a Bigfoot costume, or maybe an Axel Sasquatch walking through a field.
It'd be stupid to walk out here in a suit.
Is this Jack?
Get shot.
They're just f***ing around, aren't they?
That's a bloke in a suit. And his best mate is the guy in the rubber suit that goes in the water.
In the rubber suit, in the water? What does that mean?
Fishman.
So he's Fishman, the bad actor.
No, it's his friend. It's his friend. Fishman's his mate.
Have you lost your mind?
Those guys and the whispering. And I should imagine that Bigfoot, whoever he is or whatever he is, has perfect hearing and he could hear whispers. And he'd be after him, like off a shuffle. He'd be after him.
No, if he was something like Bigfoot or Smallfoot or Big Ass, whatever. If he didn't move with them screwing around with there... Why has nobody got like an actual one close-up shot of him?
And that's
it's always like behind a tree trunk and you see his hairy ass or his arm.
And all of this is subtitled, by the way, so you can actually understand what the hell Ozzy's saying.
I heard Bigfoot, Smallfoot, Big Ass.
Were you impacted by the Ozzy passing, Shahan?
Impacted? Yeah.
This was one we were going to get to in our campus visit, but we just ran out of time.
Yeah, we had to talk LSU plunge.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, right? Because I feel like these are these moments where you're like, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, growing up, right? Like, when some of these guys, like, I mean, even, like, Hulk Hogan and all. Like
the same week, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, whoa, that's just one of those people that you never thought about the fact that they're going to die at some point.
And your folks are big Sabbath people. So
obviously.
And it wasn't only the P1 that wrote in. I'm pretty sure we broke the news of Ozzy passing to everyone at the Brian Schottenheimer press conference.
Yeah.
Because that was during our first segment during a press conference. Is that the day Jane Slater walked over to where
it was.
Our engineer just got so nervous? I'm like, I don't know what she said.
Well, I'm trying to remember. There was like a Peter King story from a while back where he like, I can't remember who it was who died, but he literally like tweeted out, oh, like I turned to the waiter and said, this person died. And he like tweeted it out and the waiter was like shocked. And I'm like, why would you tweet out that story? That's not really a story.
No, it's not a good story to share.
Why do we feel good about breaking news to people? Like if it's
we all want to be anchored.
Yeah, even if it's but everybody, it's not just us. I think your friends are like yesterday with the Taylor Swift news. And we had a P1 that said they learned about Taylor Swift getting engaged from us. We're like, "Oh, okay. That's kind
of
cool."
Man, there's
like a point of pride.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about being the one sharing the gossip, getting to it first, getting that little dopamine hit.
And if it's a death, it feels very weird, but we still do it.
We
like with Ozzy, like, "Man, did you hear about Ozzy? Did you hear about Hulk Hogan?" Like, yeah. Okay, yeah, he died. It's sad, but you still want to be the first person to tell somebody.
Yeah, go Phoenix. All right, well, Shahan, thanks for the time, dude. That's rent-free. And P1s, if you want to add to this segment, any insanity that's running around your noggin, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Coming up next...